Hello, everyone. That was the beautiful Sydney Bowen with her song called London. And I am Rita Rudner, and I am taking over. So I want you to all listen this hour, because this is going to be the most confusing hour of radio you have ever listened to in your entire life. It's the KX Takeover on KX 93.5, and we are running we are running a fundraiser for our local nonprofit grassroots radio station that we love and that provides us with new artists and information and entertainment, and no other radio station in Laguna does. So we're going to give you numbers to call. And this station, KX 93.5, is in Laguna Beach and beyond. I know where Laguna Beach is. I don't know where beyond is, but I'm going to look for it on the map. And today, I am going to introduce the other people we have in the studio. We have my husband, Martin Bergman, who is nice enough to live with me. Say hello, Martin.
Hello, Martin.
Okay. We have the Sydney Bowen, who just sang beautiful London. And we have my own daughter, Molly Bergman, who's going to sing for you later. And also, I want you all to come call in, donate, and tell her to clean up her room. So the numbers are, the studio line is 949, but you knew that. That's redundant. 715-5936, that's the studio line, and the office line. But why would anyone want to call the office?
If they don't want to talk.
Oh, but they just want to donate and give money?
Yes, there's lots of them.
There's lots of the people. I love people who want to give money. Mm-hmm. So the office line is 949, again, so redundant, 715-4859. Donate $1, $2, not really, $10 or $20 would be much nicer, because it's Christmas time and we all love this radio station. Now we're going to talk to some of the other people who are here. My husband, Martin Bergman, would you like to say something?
Oh my God, she took a breath. Yes, I would like to say something.
I talk faster
than
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
Nobody talks faster. Does she ever take a breath? Okay.
I would like to talk to Sydney and Molly about, well, that song was called London, and I happen to know that both of these young ladies, their favorite city in the world is London. And you know where I'm from? You might guess.
Algeria?
Exactly. Okay. And in fact, this takes me back a bit, because my first ever real job in London was working for the BBC radio. So here I am again. So girls, why do you like
London
so much?
You're a lot older. You're a lot older.
Thank you. Said by the woman who's 4 years older than me.
Stop it. Three and a half. You said you liked older women. You were lying. I'm still younger than his girlfriend
I did when I was 30.
Oh, no.
It's a little different now.
Okay, excuse me. I'm going to take a break here. And if anyone would like to donate.
What happened to my question?
Oh, I forgot about that.
I had a real proper question.
I'm still trying to find beyond on the map. Okay, you go.
Girls.
Yes.
London. Why did you write London, Sydney?
Okay, well, it's kind of an embarrassing story, because I'm so obsessed with London. So, and I'd never been, but I listened to a lot of British music. And a movie in particular that I love that has a strange title, and I probably shouldn't say it on the air. But it's a wonderful movie. Yeah, of course you know it.
Oh, now you have to say it. It's not swearing.
No, it's not. It's called Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can say that.
And it's a wonderful movie, and it was in London. And so I became obsessed with the movie and like British performers and writers and stuff like that. And so I started talking in a British accent. My family got really mad, and they told me to kind of go away. So I wrote London. And, yeah, that's pretty much the story. And then my family took me to London. So it's like a surprise. And, yeah. I don't know if I've been as happy as I was.
Well, you're like a hostage, because at some point you had to know you were on a plane.
That's true. That's true. It's a surprise.
You're going somewhere, and when we land in 18 hours, you're going to find out where we're going.
That's funny. Yeah, no, my parents told me maybe a month before. And then we went to Paris and London. And then we went to Brighton and Eastbourne, which was really fun.
We took Molly to Paris and London. And in Paris, we had two separate rooms. And in Molly's room, Molly came in from her room and said, "Turn on your television. Is yours in French as well?" That's my memory of Paris.
Oh, my gosh. I was 10 or something.
You were 10.
Yeah, but it was still funny.
And why do you like London, Molly? Because you
first of all, I like the weather because we live in California. True. It is always sunny. It rarely rains.
Yeah,
I
mean, try it for 22 years.
True. It's kind of a pain on and off in London, but I love it. It's always
and
rainy.
We took Molly there for, I think, was it your 11th birthday or your 10th birthday? And we did the London Eye, yes. Where you go and you rotate, so and when you get to the very top, if you look out, you can see Martin's mother burning roast beef because it's world renowned. Yeah. She burns everything she cooks. And this is my job. I'm supposed to call you, please, studio line, everyone, if you want us to
talk to us
and ask us questions.
Tell us if you like London.
Tell us why you love Laguna, 715-5936. And we just want to communicate.
So the other city that's very important to us is Las Vegas, where Reach and I have lived for on and off for the last 15 years. And we share our time between Laguna and Las Vegas.
Was I still older than you when we lived there?
Yes.
Okay, yes, just checking.
And Miss Molly Bergman, who was brought up in Las Vegas, has recently written a song.
And yes. It's called Vegas Baby Vegas. And
if we ask very, very nicely,
do you think somebody would play it for us?
Someone might play it right this second.
And here we go.
Vegas Baby Vegas, you won't believe the heat. Vegas Baby Vegas, there's crazy in the street. Screams at nothing, her arms extending wildly. Street corner Vegas drama, so just pass by politely. There's lawyers up on billboards, all teeth in drama chasing. There's rubbernecking tourists, bad appetite embracing. I grew up in this town, went to school right on DI. My best friend's mom served cocktails, we drank milk while she sold rye. Vegas, baby, Vegas, it'll treat you like a king. Vegas, baby, Vegas, beware, it has a sting. Stumbled my first baby steps in this town of second chances. Got taught to ride a bicycle by two lovely topless dancers. Sig and Roy bought me a toy, Bette Midler bought a book. Steve Wynn gave me a Hermes towel, I still have it on a hook. Vegas, baby, Vegas, you won't believe the heat. Vegas, baby, Vegas, there's crazy in the street. Schools are bad and prisons full, too much crime and too few cops. But hey, let's build a stadium, and while we're at it, some more shops. There are things that need improving, there are things that make you frown. But gazing from the jet plane, I still call it my hometown. Pulsating, fascinating, stimulating, liberating, exaggerating, denigrating. Hey, relax, you're just Las Vegas. Just Las Vegas.
Hello, that was my daughter singing Las Vegas, a song, Vegas Baby Vegas. Her name is Molly Bergman. And it's true, I did make her grow up in Las Vegas. So there's something wrong. The phone isn't working. It's not ringing. And we just want to talk to you, even if you just want to say hello. Then we'll get money out of you. 715-5936. I'm going to tell you some of my Molly Vegas jokes right now. And it's really hard to tell jokes on the radio because you can't hear the audience laugh. So I'm just going to assume that you're laughing at home. Okay, here's my first one. it's a little bit strange going to school in Vegas. It was when I took my daughter to kindergarten, I'd never seen a playground with a stripper's pole before. There you go. That was my first. That elicited some laughter, right? Yeah. And then
didn't elicit any money.
No. Well, if anyone wants to hear another joke, call. Call and donate the money. No, I. It was a very crowded classroom, but I tipped the teacher and got her a seat up front. That's another joke. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is the math teacher wasn't very good. She only. Was a blackjack dealer, and my daughter's only can count to 21. There, that's the other joke. Those are my three Las Vegas jokes. And 715-5936 is the number. And what did you like growing up in Las Vegas, Molly?
I did, but I like California a lot better.
And why do you like California a lot better? Because they don't have a trolley?
Oh, yeah.
The Molly trolley.
We call it the Molly trolley.
Every weekend.
Yeah, she knows that route pretty darn well.
I do. I know all the stops. I know everything.
She knows the names of the drivers. Is that legal?
You do?
I hate Tina.
Don't say that! Molly, you can't say you hate people on the radio.
I love Tina.
You love
She's
Tina.
She's my favorite driver.
And also, there's a huge sign here that says absolutely no swearing on the radio. So at some point, Quentin Tarantino might have shown up with Martin Scorsese and started turning the air blue. But we don't swear here. And so, Sydney, we are going to take you to Las Vegas. Have you been there before?
I have. It is very fun. I love it. I went to the Venetian, I think.
That's it.
And you've performed there, right?
You know, I've, yes, performed in many, many hotels over the many, many years because I'm very, very old, as my husband is about to tell you.
No, Rita's been in more hotels than a hooker.
I didn't want to say that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to say. Because of the no swearing policy.
I felt that.
I didn't think. Can you say hooker? That's not swearing. Okay. No. But it is a very, very fun place to live. And what's great about it is I don't care where you're from. Las Vegas is the opposite of it. So
yeah.
So everybody is interested in things that I. Would you like to hear some of my Vegas jokes?
No.
Okay. Well, let's talk about something else then.
Let's talk about New Year's Eve.
Ooh. Yes.
On New Year's Eve, Rita is going to be performing at the Laguna Playhouse for the fourth year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
When we celebrate New Year's Eve at 9 o'clock, which is rather civilized, with champagne and balloons.
And there's a live New Year feed to Times Square, mm-hmm. where the ball drops at 9 o'clock because it's 12 o'clock there. So who needs to stay up till midnight, right?
And performing with Rita.
Who will be performing with me?
I believe it might be Molly Bergman and Sydney Bowen.
I know both
at
of those people.
At an enormous expense. Are going to be performing. So we happen to have a song that they recorded together. And they did this for... Tell us about the foundation that you did this song for, girls.
The Tilly's Life Center.
And why did you
what
write this
yeah,
for?
They're a great nonprofit for, you know, helping teens
with
their...
this
yeah,
summer.
Yeah, self-esteem and just kind of a teen empowerment program. They're awesome.
Great.
Yes, but if you'd like to donate money, it's 715-5936 because you're making us look bad. I don't want to make the listeners feel guilty, but we're looking really bad right now.
We look terrible.
And people are, they're frowning. And somebody just spit on me.
Well, they just fired two of the workers here.
Yes,
because
they couldn't afford to pay
money.
Them. The lights just went off. No, I can't believe it. And there's no heat. We're sitting there. It's like Oliver Twist. It's very
Dickens. What's this song called, girls?
Who Are You?
Who Are You?
Should we hear it?
We shall.
Let's hear it.
Change the way you think, or is that just naive? Where do you fit? What's the point of life? How should you react to each twist of a knife? No control, no support in sight, no one there to help in your lonely fight. How to grow, how to love and live. First step is to learn to forgive. Rearrange, change, no longer. believe? Can you change the way you think? Or is that just naive? Learn how to cope, how to make a plan, how to learn to fly, and then learn how to land.
Okay, maybe you don't understand. 715. 5936. Those are, if you dial all those numbers ring, ring, in a row.
Ring.
Hello?
Hello?
What, would you like to donate?
Yes, I would.
Well, how much would you like to donate?
$50 million.
$50 million. Well, you are just a wonderful liar, aren't you? Okay, well, see, that's how you do it. So sometimes you need a tutorial, and that would be what would happen if you would call. And but you really wouldn't have to donate all that money. And this is so exciting. I really don't understand it. But while we are on the radio, we are also on Facebook Live because we have so many faces. That's all I get. No, Sydney is going to tell you because she has a book with the faces on it. And then the Facebook Live comes out. And then people look at it, and she has people who follow her that she wants them to follow her. It's not like people she doesn't want. So what happened, Sydney? Tell us.
All right. So
was I confusing, or did I, was
no.
I clear?
No, it was pretty. You're almost there.
Okay.
so Facebook. Yes.
Wait. We have a call.
Oh,
we have a call.
How
do I talk? What do I happen? Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
It's Liz. It's Liz. Tyler's mom.
Who's?
Tyler's mom.
Tyler's mom! Oh, thank you so much for calling, Liz. We were lonesome in here. We were feeling like no, we had no friends and no one was listening. And
I'm listening, and I want to thank you for everything that you do for the radio station. You are awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. And your son is wonderful, too. And we just,
yes,
we don't want to ask you to donate money because it's just silly. But would you?
Well, but you know what?
Would you give us some money, Liz? Because
Rita, that's not the way to raise money.
You can re-gift. You can re-gift the money you already gave.
Take it away from the people you gave to earlier.
Yeah, and give it to us. Is that bad?
No, but I will make a pledge in your name.
Oh, Liz, that's why you're so wonderful, and you have such a handsome son with hair that everybody envies.
Well, if your daughter was a little older, we might have to do a little hookup.
Okay, well, let's just end the conversation right there, Liz. I want to thank you for calling in, and now I'm busy.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Rita.
Thank you, Liz, for calling.
Bye.
Bye. So that was
Molly's red.
That was Liz, and evidently she's preparing some kind of nuptial. I was unaware of. So what were we talking about before that, Molly?
We were talking about Tyler.
Oh, no, before Tyler. You were talking, and then we had a call.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. Sydney. Okay, Sydney,
yes.
Go.
So Facebook.
Could Tyler find a girlfriend on Facebook Live?
He's got a girlfriend. I've rented the Ritz-Carlton. Oh, no, the Montage. And it's all happening.
I don't know. I've never heard of anyone doing it that way. But
just
there's Christian Mingle.
Checking.
How about farmers.com? That always makes me laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So Facebook Live is a new kind of gadget, I guess, with Facebook. And you can broadcast yourself live for all of your followers to see. So I've been doing that for the past 6 months or so. It's really been fun. You get to meet a lot of new people, and I met a lot of people on Facebook Live from like different countries and stuff. And then I just met one recently from Germany. They came to open mic night. That was really cool.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
That was fun. Yeah, but it's really fun. So we're doing it right now. So we are technically
and how
live.
But how did they get the Facebook Live thing? Did they just turn on and hello, it's there?
Yeah,
it's
when you follow, you get notifications, yeah. I believe, that I'm going live. So usually I'll do it about once a week. So I'll either be, you know, at home just playing my guitar. I'll do it at a show or something. And they get a notification, and then it's like they're there. It's magical.
Do you think I've missed the boat? Because I don't understand anything you've just said.
Really?
Is there some other language you can explain all that to me? No, no, that sounds really good.
It's kind of like Skype, I guess, but for all of your followers on Facebook.
Okay, but you can't see them.
But
and with
you
Skype,
can't see
you
them.
Can see
it's
them
like,
because
it's one
why
way.
Would you want to follow?
It's a one way.
And how many big followers do you have?
big followers?
I don't know. I just said some of them might be big. They might be all different sizes. They can't all be the same size. Don't you have some big ones and some small ones and some medium ones?
Not really, but
you, Ned, how do you know? You can see them.
And you can see what they look like in their profile pictures, I guess.
Okay, now here's something weird, and then I'm going to stop talking. Because I have some people who do follow me, don't I, Martin? Do I have a few? And they all are from Saudi Arabia.
Really?
I'm starting to get those too on my Facebook.
Yeah, and I don't understand. And I hope they're saying something complimentary because it's all in the...
It is in Cyrillic writing.
Yes. And but so anyway, I just wanted to mention that.
Those are my followers too.
Well, it's just something to do with our family then. Okay, well, anyway, I hope they enjoy. I hope they're listening and I hope they're going... They're giving money because the number is 715-5936. And now we are going to hear another song from the beautiful silver-tongued, is that a word? Yes. Sydney Bowen is going to sing a song called Trust. Would you like to tell us anything about the song?
Sure. I wrote the song when I was 15, and it's on my EP called Go. And it's basically just about, you know, growing up and learning about, you know, trust, who to trust and, like, what trust really means and how you can
trust
no
one.
Like that.
Yeah,
trust here's
no
my
one. That's
no
the
one.
End of the song. That's
yeah.
The
yeah I
made.
Think grow, living with Martin is I've been to, trust no one. Okay, especially Tyler's mother, who is planning the nuptial. No, we love you, Liz. And here is Trust.
Am I awake? See all the colors wash the world and fears away. Love, is it?
So much for listening to KX93.5, and we are all here, Rita, Martin, myself, and Molly, and we are taking over. So that is what we're doing. And
715.
Yes, yes.
59.
You would like to talk to us,
six.
And also to all of my Facebook Live followers right now. Hi, guys. Hope you're doing awesome. Everyone says hi. Woo! Yes, please call the studio line at 949-715-5936.
And give us money. All of us, because we trust you, even though Sydney trusts nobody. Evidently, her parents have done something in the past. And her parents are here, and I am going to ask them what happened. No. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And Martin, what would you like to, tell everyone about our recent adventure?
I would like to tell everyone about Rita's new car.
Yes, it was 6 months old, and it was a beauty.
More importantly, it had done 400 miles.
Yes, exactly. 402.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
And then she came home, and she said, I have something I have to tell.
Well, I didn't do it right away.
I know, you ate the chili. You ate it.
Yeah, what did I do first, Molly?
What did you do first?
I made what kind of chili?
Your chili.
Martin's favorite chili.
Oh, yeah.
And I waited
till... And we had a nice lunch.
Yeah, and I waited till he asked for a second helping. And then mm-hmm. he said, this is the best chili you've ever made. And then I said...
I've got something I've got to tell you. So, I built a very nice house.
And it's a two-car garage.
It's a two-car garage. And my car was not in the garage.
No, he was not there at the time.
So just Rita's car was in the garage. So all she had to do was come out of the garage. Admittedly, backwards.
Well, that's...
What did you do?
I have never been good at backing up. No. We have had four different garages. And
she's hit four of them.
Yes, four out of four.
Yeah.
And it's just the backing up thing isn't enough in life and in cars.
And I took it very well. Till we got to the sentence, well, when the wing mirror came off, I thought, that's it, it'll just be the mirror.
And I kept backing up.
I kept going, and I was doing about 40 miles an hour. And she took the whole side of her brand new Mercedes.
Yeah, but the house is okay.
Well, barely.
I know. I scrubbed that stone so much, and I got all the paint off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would like to call 715-5936 and tell us about your garage experience, and then at the end of the garage experience...
Or make a donation to fixing the Mercedes.
The Mercedes is fixed, and I said he didn't have to buy me a Christmas present this mm-hmm. year because we can just use it to fix the car. And, you know, it was my fault, and I have no excuses. There was not another car. I didn't look. I was overly confident, and it will never happen again. That's all mm-hmm. I can say. But I was so sure that this was going to be the house that I didn't do it in, and I was wrong. I was wrong.
Yeah.
What song would you like to hear next? Well, you know what? I think you know what we can play next? Molly Bergman has a new EP, and she has written a song called California Girl, which is about, what is it about, Malls?
It's about every girl in California. We're all kind of the same. We shop at Brandy Melville, we go to Earth Cafe, we ride the trolley, and it's just about everyone and how...
And you're obsessed with social media.
Yes, and how all the girls pretend like they're older, and then at the end of the song, she realizes she's 14.
Oh, no, you gave it. Okay, that's okay.
You'll hear it.
You'll hear it, I know, but that was the surprise. That was the thing that was going to make them donate money. That one sentence, and now it's okay.
You've ruined it. No. So, Molly, you're going to have to donate.
Okay.
All the money that you've earned so far in life,
yeah,
you're going to give, and which is nothing. So we're still at zero, except for Tyler's mama. So here we go with California Girl.
California, California, California girl. She's a California girl. From generation like makeup by Mandy on her phone. She'd never ride her bike. She Ubers to the mall with friends just to grab a cafe latte. Then she Ubers back and takes a shower. Cause tonight she's got a party. She knows how to excite the boys. She knows how to torment them. A guy asked her to text a nude, and the rumor is she sent him short shorts, tank tops, hands on hips. Posing, texting, burst those lips. Duck face, sparrow, Miley tongue. Brandy Melville, staying young. She really wants to be a model on reality TV. Anything that involves her name being up on a marquee. She's Photoshopped since she was six. Was online by age four. She She recently joined Tinder and met a man from Baltimore. She likes to binge watch Netflix. She finds it keeps her clear. Next week she's getting platinum hair. Be a plus for her career. California, California, California. Girl, now lit by her iPhone light, asleep in her four-poster bed, she holds her pillow tight, racked with doubts about her life, she hardly seems a queen. Now her makeup armor's off, we can see she's just 14. California, California, California.
Do you guys not want a radio station? Do you want us to take it away from you? Do you not appreciate this wonderful radio station that serves Laguna Beach and beyond?
And imagine in an earthquake and all the electricity, what are we going to be able to
do? A tsunami?
What are we going to get our information from?
Where you're in the dark with your candle and all you do, that's what happened to us. We were in Los Angeles when the big earthquake, what year was it, Martin? When that big earthquake happened and we were at
1995.
And it was a disaster.
Northridge
earthquake. We just spent all the money that we had on this great big house, and it was a brand new house, and it was 4 a.m., and we stood in the garage parking lot, and Martin said, well, we bought a new house, and now we have a fixer-upper. And I said, aww. Oh, my gosh, you've made a joke. And we're standing in the middle of the street, and then all of a sudden it was rattling and rattling, and we started to smell strange things in the air. And we realized that all the people around us, we didn't because we had just spent all of our money on the house, had enormous wine cellars and liquor cellars, and they had all the wine and the liquor bottles had broken. And the air was like thick with gin and vodka.
Yeah.
And we were breathing in getting drunk. So if you want a radio station that can take care of you, a radio station that loves you, and a radio station you would like to support, 715-5936. Now, girls, at any point, would you like to sing live for us?
Yes.
Yes, we would.
And what would you like to sing live?
We have covers Ho Hey and Home.
Well, do you only do things that start with Ho? Or
yeah,
do you
apparently.
Have other songs? Let's do
right
Home. Yeah, right now. Go get your guitar. And I will sing to people while you're
Mom,
getting
why
ready.
Why are we doing it right now?
Because we're on the radio. And there's something that
we're
I want you
to
be sing.
Doing it right now.
Never mind. Let's do it later. And in the meantime, you can dial 715-5936.
Now it will be a nice break.
It'll be a break.
I'm sorry. Are we doing it now?
Why don't you do it now? Look, there's a guitar magically appeared by Rob, who is Sydney's father, who she doesn't trust. And here we have Molly is getting her. See, I've thrown it all. I've thrown everyone into a tizzy.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to do a song called Who Are You? Where'd You Go? What's that song called? Go away. You walk out. Yeah.
I just realized a lot of my songs are kind of like sad in a row. Just kind of depressing.
Well, no, but they're all very good.
Thank you.
And this song is a song called Ho Ho Home. No, that's not what it's
we're
called.
No, we're doing Ho Hey.
Ho Hey Home. Okay.
Hey Ho
Hey, ho, ho. Here they are. Sydney.
We just sang.
Sydney Bowen and Molly Bergman singing Ho Ho Ho.
Okay, wait. Are we doing, Ho Hey?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, we're doing Ho Ho Ho.
Because it sounded like Ho Ho Home, but then
Well, it's Christmas. I was just getting in the ho-ho spirit.
Okay.
I don't know how this goes.
Sing different songs. It doesn't matter. There we go.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family and all the blood that I would bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write a song. I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart. Might have been if you took a bus to Chinatown. I'd be standing out canal, Bowie. She'll be standing next to me. I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweetheart. I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweetheart. And all we need and now, let's hope for some. And all we're bleeding out. I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweetheart. I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweetheart.
That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful that we had a call right in the middle of that song, and I was going to interrupt you.
And then I saw Tyler say, never mind.
And yeah, but that means that we would have had money if you hadn't been singing.
Hey, whose fault is that? You're the one who brought it up.
And that is the kind of respect I get from my daughter. Right there. You are witnessing something that happens on a daily basis. But it was a caller. So sometimes callers are really shy. And maybe whoever that caller was would like to call back. And also, Tyler mentioned that you can, if you are a shy donator, you can donate online. You can donate for the rest of the week. All you have to do is go to...
Do you want me? Case? I have it.
Oh, wait, yeah. Sydney. Yeah. Sydney, you read it.
949-715-4859.
No, but there's a website, right?
And the website. Okay, I'm sorry. The website. Office line was that one. And then the website is www.kx935.com/kxtakeover.
Yes, and I want to remind you that we are doing New Year's Eve, and these two beautiful girls with the beautiful voices, Sydney Bowen and Molly Bergman, will be opening for me at the Laguna Playhouse. Yes. And the show is called, what is it called, Martin? The show. It's called 9 o'clock is the new midnight. Yes, because we don't like to stay up late. And who wants to be out with all the people who are inebriated? On New Year's Eve. Don't you want to be safe in your house watching the inebriated people? That's where I like to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Martin, what do you have to say to that? Because he's always sleeping by 11. And that's how we knew we were meant for each other. Our first New Year's Eve we spent with each other, we were both asleep at 11.
Yeah, we were.
That's the kind of party people we are.
Yeah. I'll be in the bar.
Oh, while we're doing the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm the designated driver. Okay. Mm. I'll drive us all home. Now, we have another song, and it is a song by Miss Sydney Bowen, and this is the song, You Walk Out, I Walk In, and Then We Walk Out Together, and Then We Come In Together, and Then We Walk Separate Ways. Is that the title?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have it. You Walk Out, I Walk In, and Let's Walk Around.
Here I am, a little lamb, hoping someday I'll fit in. There you are, seeing stars, wishing for another plan. Oh, seen. Swim through life like it's a dream. Need someone who understands me. And all you want is to escape. Fear this girl won't go away. And all I want's for you to see. You walk out when I walk in. 'Cause you're scared of what could be. You could talk it out with me. And maybe it's all in my head. But you don't know what you're missing. If you took the time to listen. Here we are, far apart, just what you were hoping for. Life's been hard, now you're scarred, can't be like you were before. And everyone tells me to find someone closer to my time, but I don't wanna say.
I met your daughter at the NAMM show last year.
Oh.
And so I follow her on Facebook, so I thought I'd help you guys out.
Oh, this is Sydney Bowen. Are you a Sydney Bowen fan?
Yeah. Oh. I met her at the NAMM show last year in Anaheim.
Well, you're more than a gentleman, and we really appreciate it. And you might be our only caller in our lives. So you're just so special, and you're wonderful, and we appreciate it. And we are. Will you hold on? Because then I'm going to be, and then our licensed professional is going to get your information, and we really appreciate it, and Sydney really appreciates it.
Thank you so much. Hello, this is Sydney Bowen.
Hi, Sydney. This is Gary Rollins. I gave you my music at the show you played at the hotel at NAMM in January.
Oh, awesome.
And I got your CD. Yeah, your CD was great, by
Thank
the way.
You.
So.
Thank you so much. So I appreciate it.
I've been following you ever since. So I'm going to be heading down to California here in the end of the month. So maybe I'll swing by down that part of there if you're playing somewhere.
This is such a good lead-in because you've even given us a transition. Because Sydney Bowen, every other Tuesday, hosts a open mic night at the Point Restaurant, which is in Dana Point. Oh, what a coincidence.
Right.
And that's exactly where Molly Bergman and Sydney Bowen met for the first time. So if you want to come down to the Point Restaurant, 6:30 to, is it 9:30?
Yes.
Yes. And come bring your guitar and bring all your Gary-ness. And we would love to meet you. And we appreciate everything.
Oh, you bet. That sounds great.
Okay, yeah, hang on, and we'll get your information.
Very good. Thank you.
You're very, very
welcome.
Thanks, Gary.
I think I'm thanking you too much.
No, it's a little obsequious, but I can handle it.
Okay, I'm weird, but you can handle it? Oh, obsequious. Yeah. Oh, that's such a good word. You're intelligent, yeah. too. You're not only Gary, you're intelligent. Thank you so much. Okie dokie. So
oh, you're very welcome. I'll be in touch with you guys, but I'll definitely help you out.
Okay, I love you.
I love you forever.
I love you, Gary, too.
Oh, no, we both love you.
Oh, my God.
So here we are. We're back. I've fallen in love. And Sydney and Molly, and fact, Molly, how did you meet Sydney? Tell us, even though I've already told everybody.
I mean, it was at the point, but we both shared a singing teacher.
Mm-hmm.
We shared him. Yes.
Okay, you know what I mean. We had the same singing teacher, and he always talked about Sydney, and then he said you should go to the point and meet Sydney, and maybe you guys can sing together. So we met, and we've been
singing. Who knew? All these years later.
How old was I?
I think you were 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And then I think you were just turning 12.
A little peanut. And I was like, I was little peanut. Too.
They were both, we have pictures of them.
You were still older than me now.
I know.
I'm still older than Martin, too. That's how it works. But they were really, really cute together, and they're still cute together. Only now Molly's the same height as Sydney.
Oh my gosh, it's a little under. So sad. She caught up to me. I think she's taller than me now.
Really? Yeah.
But you know the great thing? Sydney has fantastic clothes, and Molly goes into her closet. I used to have somebody, because I used to, when I was in Vegas, I was the only person who could wear out gowns, because I was doing shows, you know, 8 shows a week for so many years, and my gowns would start to, people would say, get a new gown. So I had a friend, and she was always careful to stay the same size as I was, because she always wanted my old gowns. But now I don't speak to her anymore. It's a long story.
Thanks.
I wrote a song about it. It's called She Walked Out, and Then She Stayed Walking. She kept walking, and then I walked the other way. But it was okay. We're still friends. But anyway, we have another song coming up, and it is a song that Molly Bergman wrote. Molly, tell us about this song.
It's called In the Breeze, and it's about my constant struggle to find a balance between work and play.
And it's a struggle, trust me.
Yeah.
She likes sleepovers a lot more than she likes practicing.
I do. I always want to go on the trolley. So,
well, I think your trolley song is in our on our future. But in the meantime, here we go with In the Breeze.
Entering my teenage years, I'm full of hope, I'm full of fears. Hostile eyes, an unpaid bet, yet obedient like a favorite pet. Grant me the gift as I progress, to want a dream more than a dress. Good times are fun and full of laughter, but work is worth it, 'cause of what comes after. I'm letting my hair blow in the breeze, I'm letting my thoughts flow. Letting my life go free. I see my days fall into place as we circle round in space. Hanging out's good for a rest, but hone the thing that you do best. Be bold, make choices, stand up tall. Don't be afraid to hit the ball. The road is full of bumps. Follow the map, 'cause you'll find your story. I'm letting my hair blow in the breeze, I'm letting my thoughts grow where they please. Letting my hair blow free. Letting myself have fantasies, I'm letting myself have mysteries. A girl worth being is a girl worth freeing. A girl empowered is a girl who's flowered. A girl who's striving, well, she's a girl arriving. I'm
letting my hair blow in the breeze. I'm letting my thoughts grow where they please. Letting my hair blow free. I'm letting my hair blow in the breeze. I'm letting myself search for the keys.
Another caller? Do we have another caller?
Is there another? We do have another caller.
We do?
You do.
Oh, hello, caller. What's your name?
My name is Susan Davis.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Rita. Nice to meet you over the phone.
Very nice to meet you.
I am affiliated with the Festival of Arts right next door to the Laguna Playhouse.
Yes.
And I'm the events director there, and Annie Wareham's a really good friend of mine.
Oh, we love Annie Wareham.
I know, me too. So I heard you were on the radio. I actually was a DJ there this morning.
Oh, my heavens. I bet you did a better job than I did.
No, you guys are doing a great job. But I just called up to just show my support and give you a pledge of $25.
Susan, you are a champion. And you know what? I said I loved Gary, but I love you too. Because I have enough love to go around. And if anyone else wants to call, I won't love them as much as I love you and Gary.
Oh, thank you.
Susan,
we love you too.
Thank you very much for being such a good supporter of the arts.
Oh, you are welcome, and we're looking forward to seeing you on New Year's Eve at the Playhouse.
Thank you very much, and if you just hold on, we have a very handsome gentleman who will take all of your information, and the girls are going to sing a song, one more song for you. They're going to sing live in the studio. They're going to sing a song called Home, and thank you again, Susan.
Awesome. The girls are great.
Thank you, and I take credit for them. Go, girls, go.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
As we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road, although this way this train has so long, just know you're not alone. So I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble, they might drag you down. If you get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
By Phillips.
Phillips.
Triple Philip. And we want to thank you all for listening. We are going to dedicate our last song to Susan and Gary. And it is called It's All Good. And it would have been better had you donated more money. But anyway, We're going to just thank Susan and Gary, and thank you so much for listening.
Worst things will befall me through my days. And the sting of disappointment soon decays. As I have remembered, hurt is all that stays.